Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. This is such an important episode. I not only want to talk about four things that keep people in their struggle, whether this is their struggle with overeating, their struggle with overspending, their struggle with procrastination, with excuses, all of the above, four things that keep you in your struggle. But I don't want to just talk about that because I don't want you feeling like, okay, that's keeping me in my struggle. Thanks. Glad to know it, but don't know what to do about it. I want to talk about four things that you can do to break out of your struggle. And it might be that you're ready to take on just one of those four things, or maybe you're already doing two of them, but there's two more that you can give a go and see how they impact this cycle. Because I know there are so many people who desperately want to create change in their behavior, and they have clarity around what change to make, but they're not making it, or they're not making it consistently. So I want to talk about that today. And in case you fast forwarded through the little blip that aired before the show, I want to make sure that you know of a very important live training that I have coming up. It's not on the podcast. It's online, so you have to register for it. It's totally free, but I am going to be introducing a four-part framework for getting out of all or nothing thinking and creating consistency that you know you can maintain. Nothing that's like splash in the pan, fly by night, can do it for a little while but can't stick with it. This is a four-part framework that I've never shared before. I'm going to be doing it live. I've got some special things that are only going to be available for folks who join me live. I have a couple of really big and exciting announcements I'm going to share on that training. But more than anything, I want you to be a part of it for this specific framework to help you get consistent in a way that you can remain consistent. Not I do it for a couple weeks, then I fall off, or I do it well during the week, but the weekends are a disaster. And all you have to do to register for the training is go to primalpotential.com/March. There's a lot of different ways to register, but go to primalpotential.com/March, as in the month of March. The training is Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You do have to register. I never guarantee a replay because I've been doing this long enough to know that sometimes there's tech glitches and things don't record or the file gets corrupted. So if there is one, it'll be available to those who have registered. So please, please, please register and block the time out on your calendar. Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the same as New York City time. And remember that there is going to be some special giveaways, gifts for those who are on live that will only be available to folks who are on live. So primalpotential.com/March to register for that training. Okay, let's talk about four different things that keep people in their struggle. Some people, this is a struggle with overeating. Some people, this is a struggle with procrastination. Other people, it's a struggle with overspending or not keeping up with their homes. Any number of struggles, any struggle, four different things that can keep you in it. And those four things, we're going to talk about them in more detail, are distraction, delusion, delay, and drama. Four things that keep people in their struggle: distraction, delusion, delay, and drama. Here's how distraction comes up for me: chasing new information. I mean, there are a lot of distractions, right? I can focus more on some other hobby or some other demand on my time. But when it comes to fitness or nutrition, and when there are distractions, it's because of shiny object syndrome. Oh, somebody said this. I need to learn more about this. And before I go and do this change that I've been doing, I'm going to learn more about this one. Or this person just put forth this new piece of information. I need to check that out. And I need to think about if I want to do that. And maybe I need to buy something, or maybe I need to join something. And I just get very distracted by information. Maybe for you, it's not information. Maybe the distraction is your work. And that's not to say that we should never learn anything new or that you should quit your job. But you can pursue your goal and not be distracted by work, even though you are working, right? I know for me that I can work and put great effort into my work and not let my work distract me from my health goals. But I do have to be very intentional about that. And I have to be very mindful of how distraction creeps in for me, how distraction keeps in. When I was getting out of debt, so this was probably about 10 years ago now, I was married to my first husband. We had typical debt, student loan debt, and a tiny bit of credit card debt. I think we both owed some money on our cars at the time. There were just little things like that that added up to a lot. And I was bound and determined to get us out of debt. But it was so easy to get distracted by, oh, Christmas gifts, distracted by, oh, maybe we can focus on the debt in a couple of months. Let's plan a vacation, or let's get new living room furniture, or any number of things like that. It's easy to get distracted. In my business, distraction is a huge thing that keeps me in my struggle. At some point, I might do an episode on what I call, I don't know if this is a thing or this is a term, my minimalist business. So I used to have a big team in my business. And then when Dagny died, and then I got pregnant with Roman and all of this thing, I really scaled back in my business. And now by choice, I run what I call a minimalist business, meaning I could have a team, but I prefer not to have a team because I prefer that way of operating where there aren't people who are relying on me. And if I'm not accessible or responsive, they are held up in their work, right? Well, in my pursuit of having a minimalist business and having it be efficient and having it be profitable, one of the things that keeps me in a struggle of it not being efficient is distraction. I get distracted by this new thing somebody's doing, or maybe I should do it like this. And though I have a clear plan, distractions of, well, maybe I should shift, maybe I should try this, keep me in my struggle. I talked about this on a recent episode about scope creep and how we cost ourselves a lot of money and we wasted a lot of time in changing our vision for our home renovation over and over and over again. And that happens a lot in my business where I have clarity. This is what I'm doing. This is what I want to build. This is what I want to create. But like, oh, maybe I should do it like this. And maybe I should read this book. And oh, I read this book and it gave me all these different ideas. That can be a huge distraction that keeps me in a struggle in my business. The second thing that keeps people in their struggle is delusion. Now, obviously, delusion is entirely subjective. You might think in a way that I feel is a little delusional, and you might think it's not delusional, and that's okay. There really isn't a right or wrong here, but rather whatever's in the eye of the beholder. So let me give you an example of the way that delusion has showed up for me. Sometimes I've told myself that I don't have time to work out. That is not true. And it reflects, to some degree, delusion. It's just that I wasn't using my time well, because I certainly had time to scroll on Instagram, and I certainly had time to watch a movie, and I certainly had time to hang out with a friend, but I didn't have 5 minutes a few days a week to get in a workout. Or I'd tell myself like it needed to be this big long thing. Like I got to drive to the gym and I got to do a workout, and there's just not this 2-hour chunk of the day. That's delusional. Who said it had to be a 2-hour chunk of the day? It can literally be 10 minutes, 7 minutes, 5 minutes, 14 minutes in my living room while my kids are playing. Delusion. Another big area where delusion showed up for me with food was the stories that I would tell myself around my excuses. I'm just too stressed. I'm just too emotional. As though I suddenly lost my ability to be controlled because I was stressed or overwhelmed or emotional. And that's just not true. That's delusional. I exercised control in so many other areas of my life. I was still getting up and going to work. I was still brushing my teeth. I was still taking a shower. But I was giving myself this free pass and convincing myself that I didn't have control because of these emotional patterns. It just wasn't true. It was delusional. Distraction, delusion. Here's a huge one that kept me stuck for a really long time. And I see this in my clients every single day. And that is delay. I'll do better tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow. after this weekend, after this food is out of the house, after this kid's birthday, after the kids go back to school, delay will keep you stuck. I'll join a gym once I get consistent with my eating. I'll get out of debt once we go on this cruise. Once I get my husband on the same page. Once I read these four books. Delay will keep you stuck. I'll start taking better care of my home once I get through this work project, once the kids are a little bit older, once I can buy some organizational bins. No, today. There's something you can do today. I need to learn a little bit more about this. I need to get through this season at work. I need the kids to be on school break, or I need the kids to be back in school. No, you don't. No, you don't. Delay will keep you stuck. And then the last of the four things that I wanted to touch on today is drama. I know I say this all the time that drama can poke people. I'm not dramatic. Nobody wants to raise their hand and be like, it's me. I'm dramatic. Hi. But I love the way that Cy Wakeman defines drama. Drama is what you add to the facts. So the way that drama keeps you stuck is you had ice cream. You said you weren't going to have ice cream. Drama, 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 drama. I'm terrible. Why do I always do this? I can't believe I did that. I was doing so well. Your emotional reflection on what happened, what you added to the facts being I chose to have ice cream, period, the end, it's already done. That is drama. And drama is draining. Drama around your past patterns. Oh, I always do this. I say I'm going to do it and then I don't follow through. I start off, but by the afternoon, the morning can go well. But by the time I get back from work, I just want to check out. Drama. Drama. What you add to the facts, your interpretation, the emotion you assign, the way that you are criticizing yourself more than you are focusing on the change that you can create today, that will keep you in your struggle. Drama. And chances are, more than one of these things is showing up in your life, but probably there are one or two that you do the most. Like maybe you're really not distracted, but you definitely fall into the I'll start tomorrow, I'll do better Monday, oh, after this dinner, I'll do better. Maybe you have no drama, you move along very, very quickly, but you're very easily distracted. Very easily distracted and jumping from one thing to the next. Distraction, delusion, delay, and drama. Now, let's talk about what to do about this. First thing I want to do is talk specifically about distraction, delusion, delay, and drama, but then I want to talk more generally about four things to do to break out of your struggle. When it comes to distraction, there's something I learned in business that I have found to be so helpful, and it's the idea of just-in-time information. Just-in-time information, meaning I want to consume the information exactly when I need it and not before. I'll give you an example. Some of you guys might be aware of Jenna Kutcher. She teaches people how to build businesses online, and she has this course on Pinterest. I don't do anything on Pinterest. I don't promote my business on Pinterest. I don't post on Pinterest. I don't know anything about a Pinterest strategy for business. And so I see her promoting her course. The doors open up every few months, and she's doing this. But here's the thing. That is not on my current list of priorities to develop a Pinterest strategy. So even though I think I would learn a lot, and even though it might be very valid, and it might be something that I absolutely should do in my business, until it is time to do that, where I'm saying, yep, the next thing on my list is a Pinterest strategy, I'm not taking her course. There's books that I would love to read, but I'm not going to do that work right now. Like I have friends who have older kids who are like, oh my gosh, this is such a great book. When your kids are a little bit older, when they get out of that baby stage. Cool. Remind me in like 2 years, because I'm not going to buy it now. I'm not going to read it now because I don't need it right now. So I want to get to it eventually, and I'll make a note of it. I'll save the link. I'll put it in my calendar for some future date, but not right now. I don't want to inundate myself with information that is not for right now. I don't want to read a book on relationships if I'm not in a place where that is something that I am actively working on a regular basis. I think it would be really cool to learn how to make pasta from scratch, but I'm not going to take that on right now. So I'm not going to buy books or courses on that. I'm not going to read blogs about it right now because just-in-time information. So this is where I think it's super valuable to have a strategy and then not take on information unless it is pertinent to that strategy. For example, let's say you're getting out of debt. You don't need to read a book or listen to a podcast on investing right now. Get to the investing stuff when you're ready to invest. But right now, what you need to focus on is getting out of debt. So if there are resources around getting out of debt and improving your strategy for saving more money or making more money or paying down debt faster, cool. Go for that information. But this is not the time for you to inundate yourself with information around real estate investing or stock market investing or anything like that. So have a strategy, and we're going to talk a lot about creating a strategy that works for you in this training on March 21st. If you haven't registered, primalpotential.com/March. Have a strategy and then only consume information that is pertinent to that strategy for now until you're ready to do something else. Delusion. We all get to practice being more honest with ourselves. You know, I shared with you guys that I've been checking my weight daily, and I don't recommend that for most people because of issue number 4, which is drama. But if you are somebody who does not have drama around the scale and doesn't go like, why is it up 2 pounds? I was so good yesterday. Like, if you are free from that sort of drama and you understand that there are normal fluctuations and you understand that you don't have to feel any type of way about whether the number is up or where the number is down, I will say that for me, checking my weight daily because I don't have that drama is a great way to avoid delusion around food and fitness. And I don't get caught up in this like, well, it's so much better than I used to do. Meanwhile, being up 20 pounds, like, no, that's delusional. And I find that the scale or a pair of very unforgiving jeans is a great way to avoid delusion. I really love to present myself with data as much as possible. I've shared with you guys before that I have this net worth spreadsheet where every single month I update this spreadsheet. It's just a simple Google sheet, very, very basic, where I update the balance of my bank accounts. I update the balance of like my estimated home value minus my mortgage, where I update my retirement accounts, savings accounts, any debt that I have, all of that. I do that every single month because it's impossible to continue to be delusional if you are continuously focusing on data. So for whatever your goal is, do you have data? And you might be thinking, well, I'm just trying to take better care of my house. Okay, then maybe what you need is some sort of way of tracking the things that you want to do every single week. Do you have, like, I love the consistency calendar for seeing that I'm executing on the things that I wanted to do. So maybe you have a visual for, you know, you get a sticker, you get a check mark when you vacuum the floors, when you run a load of laundry, when you put the laundry away, anything like that. I know that sounds really, really silly, but you don't want to be able to fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. And I think one of the easiest ways to make sure that you're not in delusion is objective information in your face all the time. In terms of delay, I say this all the time. I practice being a now person. I practice being a today person. Instead of being the person who's like, oh gosh, I don't have any time to work out today because we're driving back from the mountains, what do I have time for? Can I do 50 bodyweight squats before we get in the car? Can I do 10 push-ups anytime we stop for gas? Can I go for a walk before we leave? Can I go for a walk after we get home? Whatever it is, I want to be somebody who looks for what I can do and not for what I plan to do tomorrow. Practice this everywhere you go. One of the things that I'll do if I think like, oh my gosh, the kitchen's a disaster, I don't have time right now because I'm trying to make dinner and feed the kids and this, that, and the other thing. Okay, what can I do? Can I put things away as I go? Can I mark time on my calendar to remind me that the first thing I'm going to do after I put my two-year-old down for bed is I'm going to spend 15 minutes in the kitchen? Can I ask my husband to go along beside me while I'm cooking and start picking up the kitchen? I just want to train myself in every situation, not the area where I feel stuck, but just as a way of training myself to be this type of thinker overall. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? It is very common for me to feel like, oh, I can't do this work thing today. Maybe it's because I'm waiting on another piece of information from somebody else, or I'm waiting for a work order to be delivered, or I'm waiting for a response from a tech team on something where I feel stuck. It's very easy to be like, I can't do that today. I plan to get that done, but I don't have what I need. What can I do? What can I do? I don't want to be the person who focuses on what I can't do. I want to practice in as many ways as possible being the kind of person who focuses on what I can do. And then with drama, this is a really great one. The first way to break out of a pattern of adding to the facts and constantly being in your feelings about what happened, being very critical of yourself, being very judgmental about everything you do and don't do, is to ask the question, what is the difference between what actually happened and how I feel about what happened? Ask yourself that question 10 times a day. If you get into an argument with your spouse, if you react in anger or frustration to your kids, ask the question, what is the difference between what actually happened and how I feel about what happened? If you ate something that you said you wouldn't eat, or you overate when you said you weren't going to do that, okay, there's what happened, and there's how I feel about what happened. How are those two things different? That's an excellent way to begin to recognize that drama is a choice. It's a perspective decision, and it's something you opt into. More broadly, four things that you can try to break out of an area where you feel like you've just been struggling for a long time. Talk yourself into action instead of talking yourself out of action. Here's the beautiful thing about us humans. We can talk ourselves into anything. I can talk myself into sleeping in. I can talk myself into getting up early. I can talk myself into going to bed early. I can talk myself into staying up late. I can talk myself into eating super clean at dinner tonight, and I can talk myself into having pizza and ice cream. Right? I can talk myself into focused work time, and I can talk myself into taking a break and hanging on the couch. We are so good at this. I was having a conversation with a client the other day, and she was telling me, hey, you know, I've been great with my workouts, but I haven't been working, and I'm going back to work, and I'm not a morning person, and in the evenings, my kids need me, so like, I don't know how I'm possibly going to work out. In that, though, to you, you're just telling the truth. You're just sharing information. You're actually talking yourself out of a workout. It's totally different to say, all right, I know I don't love mornings, and I know the evenings are kind of crazy. My time's going to be a little bit different. How and where am I going to fit in workouts? How much time do I need? Where can I find that time? Totally different. In one way, you are talking yourself out of it. In the other way, you're supporting yourself and talking your way into it. This is super, super important. I don't need a lot of time. Maybe I need 10 minutes three times a week, or 20 minutes three times a week. How am I going to do that? Where am I going to find those windows of time? What is that going to look like for me? When I worked in an office setting before I started Primal Potential, I kept a kettlebell in my office, and I would very routinely do kettlebell swings or goblet squats. I would do push-ups. I would do air squats. You name it. Because something is better than nothing every single time. I had another client reach out, and she had been super consistent with not snacking. And then for whatever reason, she got into snacking one day, and then it was snacking another day, and it was snacking another day. And she was saying, like, I'm in a funk. I can't seem to get out of it. I don't know what's wrong with me. Nothing I'm doing is working. I want to stop snacking, but I just can't. Well, you just convinced me and you that you can't. And there's a very different approach to all of this, where you talk yourself into the fact that you absolutely can. One of the things that I always say here on the podcast, and I know it's a silly example, but I think it makes a really strong point. If I said to you, if you avoid snacking today, I will give you $1 million cash. Would you look at me and be like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing, but I just can't. Like, I've tried everything and I just can't stop snacking. No, you'd be like, okay, where do I meet you in the morning for the check? It would be the easiest thing ever. There's not any part of you that would be like, oh shoot, I'm going to miss out on $1 million because I can't stop snacking. Nothing suddenly changed about what's possible for you. You didn't suddenly get blessed with these skills or talents that you didn't have before. The only thing that changed is your perspective. And we can change our perspective anytime. Anytime. So work on talking yourself into it instead of talking yourself out of it. Here's how I did this the other day with a work project. I don't like tech stuff. It's not my preference. It's not my skill set. But because I do this minimalist business thing, it means that 99.9% of what needs to get done gets done by me. There are pros and cons to that. And I was feeling one of the cons of that. And I needed to do this thing, but I didn't want to do it. And I was actively talking myself into not wanting to do it, right? I was talking myself out of wanting to do it. Ugh, I hate this stuff. I'm not good at it. Like, I just really, ugh, do I have to do this? I wish I could have, wish I had somebody else that could do this. It was so much easier when I had a team. What in the world is going to come of that? If I do it, and that's a big if, I'm not going to do it well because I don't want to do it and I just want to get through it. So I said, what would it look like to talk myself into this? And so I literally just used that opportunity to practice. Hey, I get better when I practice this. And if I do this thing and I make this page 5% better, that probably means it converts 5% more. That probably means that somebody that visits this page and needs this thing, they're more likely to get it. And I'm going to feel so good if I can take an hour and make this 5% better. I'm going to be so glad that I did it. It's going to be off the list. It's going to be the pressure removed. You can talk yourself into or out of anything. So start to practice talking yourself into the things you want to do. The other thing goes back to an episode we did a week or so ago around priorities. You've got to know your priorities and then you've got to act accordingly. You might need to cut some things out of your life. If you're finding that you have time to scroll social media every day, but you don't have time to cook a healthy meal, or you have time to watch TV every day, but you don't have time to work out every day, something needs to shift. Unless you're just going to say, hey, TV time is a higher priority than my health. Own it, right? But don't try to tell yourself that your health is a higher priority and somehow you had time for the TV or the social media, but you didn't have time for the workout. You didn't have time to prep the healthy meal. Know your priorities and live them out. This is not going to be just a one-time decision made and then poof, yeah, now I just operate according to my priorities. Every single day, this is something you have to practice. And it gets very, very hard to practice it if you haven't done the work to say, these are my priorities, right? For me, it's God, family, health, business. And health and family are, we can call them kind of on the same level. Look for ways to set yourself up for success. Here are a couple of ways that I look to set myself up for success. I plan out which tasks I'm going to do on a given day while walking on my treadmill. I have it's not even a treadmill desk. I just have this little platform of wood and Velcro that I can set my computer on so I can do a little work while I walk. But it's not enough for me to be like, yeah, I need to get my steps in today. No, ahead of time, I know that when I have this 1 hour long call, I'm going to walk on it. I know that when I am uploading the Consistency 365 episodes, which doesn't take very long, while I do that task, I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk while I do that. While I create the reel I need to create for tomorrow, I'm going to walk while I do that. So when I wake up the next morning, I'm not like, oh, geez, I hope I have time to walk today. I need to find time to walk today. Oh, I haven't had time to get my steps in today. Oh, I'm feeling kind of behind on my steps. I know when I'm going to walk. Now, that doesn't mean that it unfolds perfectly every single day. It might be that my husband was running late coming home, and so the first half of that call that I was going to walk during, I actually had to be in the house because the kids were napping and the monitor doesn't reach out to my office. But still, 90% of the time, it works. I set myself up for success by identifying what I'm going to do to get in my steps that day, right? Another thing that I do is I plan out when I'm going to do any food prep. So I know today, for example, when Roman goes down for his nap, I'm going to pull the meat out of the freezer so that it's thawed. I not only define what my work tasks are for the day, my primal potential tasks for the day, but I also define the order in which I'm going to do them. Because I don't know if you've ever experienced this where it's like, okay, it's time to get to work. And then you're like, oh, where do I start? Should I do this or should I do this? I don't really want to do this, so I'm going to do this. But should I? Ah, man, I don't know. Maybe I'll do this instead. It saves me a lot of time and a lot of energy and therefore sets me up for greater success to not only define these are the things I'm going to do today, but I define the order in which I'm going to do them so that when I have the time to get them done, I'm just cranking. I don't have to think about anything or make any decisions. I set my workout clothes out the night before, right? Little things like that set me up for success. So look for things that you can do that make execution easier. It could be as something as small as taking the meat out of the freezer to thaw, right? None of these things that I've mentioned are big things, but they do increase my odds of executing against the things I said I was going to do. And then lastly, I shared this when I was sharing my personal protocol for fat loss and how I lost 22 pounds in the first 60 days. Tether yourself to your goals. It's not enough to think of your goals every once in a while, to set your goals and then sort of remember them for a few weeks and then they've lost their impact on your life. Write them down. Schedule a meeting with a friend of yours to give updates every Sunday, even if it's via text. Hire a coach, but do something to tether yourself to your goals. Maybe you do a check-in. Actually, in the consistency course, I'm putting together a weekly progress report that's really going to be effective at helping people tether themselves to their goals. But don't just hope that you remember. Don't just hope that you stay focused and that other things don't pull your attention, because they will. They absolutely will. There's so much competing for your attention and for my attention. So do something that tethers you to your goals. And the most important thing with all of this, it's not about listening to this episode. I mean, kudos to you if you carved out the time to listen to a 30-minute episode. But what I want you to get in the habit of doing is, what am I going to do with this? How am I going to implement this? How will today be different? How will tomorrow be different because of this message? Of all of the pieces of information presented, which of them will I act on today? And how will I act on it? And when will I act on it? That is the difference between having a lot of stuff in your head and having always a focus on personal development and having that stuff actually make an impact in your life. I'm super excited, more excited than I've probably been in a long time work-wise, to introduce this four-part framework, to make these special announcements that I'm going to be sharing on that framework training on Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you have not yet registered and grabbed your spot, just go to primalpotential.com/March. I'll also link that up in the show description if you just want to click the link there. Register, grab your spot. If there is any way in the universe that you can be there live, be there live. There will be special things for you, only accessible, totally free if you are there live. So if you can be there live, please be there live. Put the date and time on your calendar right now so that you don't schedule other things over it. Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern time. You do have to register. So go to primalpotential.com/March to register. And I will see you tomorrow.